There are currently 1,500 soldiers involved in the NATO peacekeeping efforts in Kosovo, including 92 members of the Wisconsin National Guard's 1st Battalion, 147th Aviation Black Hawk Helicopter Unit. The country has been seeking independence from Serbia, which has sparked skirmishes and protests. Drug trafficking, smuggling rings, and leftover armaments from recent wars have also posed threats to U.S. soldiers. Kagan says Defense Department officials need to recognize this.
Kosovo is not a peaceful land. People are still finding it difficult to live with one another and tolerate differences. There's an election coming up, and our troops are still disarming landmines, so there's great potential for bodily harm. I consider that a combat area.
If the Pentagon proposal passes, Wisconsin National Guard soldiers would lose $225 in monthly combat pay, exemption from federal payroll taxes, the ability to apply for subsidized loans, and free flights home for official R&R periods. Pentagon officials have not publicly commented on criticism of the proposal. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.